Trio by George Sugarman. Born in 1912 in New York City and died in 1999. His father sold Oriental rugs, the designs of which he used in some of his sculptures. He belonged to a new generation of sculptors formed to create truly abstract sculpture by eliminating the vertical orientation that alluded to the human figure. Unlike Marc de Souvarow's sculpture, you will find no exposed bolts. Most artists of monumental sculptures will start with a maquette, a small finished piece. After it was commissioned, a cardboard model would be made, which was later translated into a full-scale sculpture by the metal craftsman. He used a quarter-inch painted aluminum. Notice the vibrant yellow color he used in a bold manner in his large-scale, 2-ton outdoor piece. How many different shades of color do you see? Find the seed form or basic shape located on the right side of the sculpture. That shape develops and changes with different variations and positions throughout the piece. Focus on the interplay of light, form, and shadow as you walk through and around the artwork. Looking through the sculpture on the far end is like looking into the mouth of a whale. How does it make you feel? Could you be swallowed up? Two words George Sugarman liked were open and complexity. Do these words describe the sculpture trio? Can you think of some other words to describe the artwork? Mr. Sugarman came for the installation of Trio. It was delivered by truck in one piece. The dimensions are 33 feet by 13 feet by 10 and a half feet. Because of extreme width, they couldn't use turnpikes or freeways and had to take minor roads. Some places prohibited them from traveling after dark. After 4 days, everyone was plenty worried about their arrival. Finally, it came and was installed at the present site, even though Mr. Sugarman wanted it near the lake. Mrs. Bradley always had the final say-so.